Hello, Poddlers. Coming up on this edition of the show, we'll expand on this.
Why is he pawning off dead people's jewellery?
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 6:35. It is your Monday morning. Once again, welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the show's merchandise comes in the shape of bin stickers that you place on your wheelie bin. It allows passers-by to scan a QR code and listen to the station. It also makes you the talk of your street. And speaking of which, Emma, Glenn, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Adam has tweeted us with hashtag stick it to the bin man, and he says, at DaveBerry underscore tweet, at Absolute Radio, looks like you're not the only binfluencer around. I haven't laughed this hard in years. And Adam has received a card, a thank you card, from his neighbours on his street, basically with the breakdown of what a binfluence is on the front, the person on your street who always puts their wheelie bin out first on bin day and the neighbours follow. And inside, a handwritten note that says, thanks from all your neighbours, especially us at number 20.
Oh,
and a little smiley face.
Yeah. That would never happen in London.
Yeah, we don't know where you are, Adam, but it's clearly a nice place where you are.
I've got pens there.
So, for your chance to be the binfluencer in your neck of the woods, all you need to do is answer a question based on Friday's show. And I've selected five words, five grand, when our competitor Corey gave a rather strange answer. Skin.
Skin.
Oi, skin. Could be anyone.
This Halloween. So, the word was skin, but what did listener Corey say? Did he say A, face, or B, skin, skinnery, skin, skinnery, skin, skin, skaroon? Your names and your answers, please, to 8 12 15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's 6:45. You better believe it is. And it's Monday morning. Now, if I said to you out there, Kent listens on Absolute Radio 90s, site manager, you'd probably be thinking, I've got a rough idea who it is. But then when I said three bins and a box, you'd know it was Darren on line one straight away, wouldn't you? Good morning, Darren.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Morning.
Hello. Darren, welcome to the show. So you listen on Absolute Radio 90s, which is lovely. You are a site manager and you have three bins and a box. So basically, the question's got to be, Darren, where are you going to put my face? Where are you sticking me if you win it?
Garden waste.
Oh,
nice.
What a charmer. Mm. What a charmer. So, Darren, just tell us, on Friday, Corey gave a strange answer for the word skin on five words, five grand. Did he say face or did he say skin, skinnery, skin, skinnery, skin, skins, karoo? Which one is it, Darren?
Face.
It is face.
Yes. The Darren. Other one's what I said, which is why it wasn't a match.
Darren, well done. You're going to stick it to the bin, man. Thank you for tuning into the show. Have a great working week ahead.
Cheers, guys.
Nice one. Thank you, Darren. And there will be a chance for you to stick it to the bin, man, around this time tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven on your Monday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And on the way, we have a game of five words, five grand. Up next, your opportunity to earn a shout out on the first day of the working week. And right now, with your social ammunition, we have a double header for the first time in this breakfast show's history. It is Emma
really?
And Glenn bringing
never
us
done
a special
ever.
Ammo. This is so exciting. So who's going to start?
I think I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so we start with a bit of Halloween-tinted horror. This is from Frizz Frizzle on Twitter, that he's found a Mr. Blobby joke book. Didn't know it existed. It must be from the early 90s. But it's one that shifts wildly in tone from one joke to another. Here's the first joke. What happens to Mr. Blobby if he stays in the bath too long? He gets a crinkly bottom.
Oh,
that's all very friendly, family-friendly
stuff
like that.
Yeah.
All right, then how about this one? What's pink with yellow spots and digs up graves? A blobby snatcher.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Firstly, what I like is that this is like halfway through the Mr. Blobby book, and it starts with what's pink with yellow spots, and you go, oh, I wonder. in this book about Mr. Blobby. Who could that possibly be about? Yeah. But, yeah, but it comes with a picture of Mr. Blobby wearing an Undertaker's top hat with a shovel next to a grave. Why is he doing that?
Daddy, I'm frightened.
Why is he pawning off dead people's jewellery? But there's so much about Mr. Blobby that we
Noel's
didn't...
had the season cancelled. This is what I'm going to have to do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't make ends meet.
It's just one of the many mysteries of Mr. Blobby that we didn't know about. We don't even know his first name. So that's Mr. Blobby. That's your Halloween sorted. Over to Emma.
Emma, follow that.
Well, I come to you on the 17th of October with a Christmas update, believe it or not.
70 days to go, by
70.
The way.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Right?
Zero, yeah.
So 10 weeks, yeah.
10 weeks, that's it.
Look, someone tweeted us saying they've already been caught out by Whamageddon, which is, of course, when you hear Last Christmas by Wham.
Yes.
But Trevor Hedges, you are fine. Because it doesn't count until the 1st of December. I feel like we need to clarify this every year. You're fine until then.
Yeah.
Listen to it to your heart's content.
But some people are disappointed because there's a sense of like, surely I'm the person who's been whammed the earliest in the calendar year.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not, unfortunately. You've got to wait till the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Should we do it again this year? Should we do it?
Let's.
Oh, we have to. Oh, it's so good, yeah.
We are the home of Whamageddon, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm going to get myself out on the first day again so that I can listen to it all of December, back to back, and not listen to anything else.
We're really going to miss those heady days of lockdown where it was a case of it was your own fault if you heard Whamageddon. You had to manually play it yourself.
Someone put on a Christmas playlist. So someone's only got themselves to blame, haven't they now? Yes, good advice. And we will be doing Whamageddon on the 1st of December. But let's get Halloween out of the way first, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? So, Glenn, back to you.
Okay. That's it from us. Wait, we're going to try and do this outro together.
This is special.
Okay, okay.
Okay. You'll
be
talking
about
it
later.
And
I've
saved
your
data.
Boom!
So when Glenn bought us the Mr. Blobby joke book in the social ammunition just now, I hadn't seen the image accompanying what's pink with yellow spots and digs up graves, the Blobby Snatcher, and now it's in front of me. We're posting it out on the Absolute Radio socials. It's the look of glee he has on his face as well.
It's that rictus grin that he can't seem to shake, and the fact that his eyes are so wide, because as we know, Mr. Blobby has eyelashes but not eyelids. So he doesn't blink. Never blinks.
And the fact he's got a shovel and a torch, just how well prepared he was for his night out.
It's such a... he's the only person who can dress like that as an Undertaker, with a top hat, bow tie and no other clothes.
I mean, he's a criminal psychologist's dream, is Mr. Blobby right now in that image. If Netflix haven't bought the rights to this yet, I don't know what they're going to buy the rights to.
How do him and Noel Edmonds know each other?
Apparently
they're cousins.
Someone's got to grab the feet.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any stories for the social ammunition for Emma and Glenn this week, as Matt Dyson is on holiday, you can send them to... Emma, what's your Twitter handle?
At emma.com, all written out. I really regret choosing that in 2008, but here we are.
Well, at Real Dysonator's not here right now, so, you know, you've done pretty well. What's yours?
I'm emma.gov.uk. Mine's the news at Glenn.
The news at Glenn. If you've got any stories from across social media you think would be good for the show, send them to the guys thanking you in advance. Right now, though, well, it is time for you to earn your shout-outs. And today, I've taken a band very popular on Absolute Radio and Absolute Radio Noughties. And what we've done is reverse the lyrics. So, effectively, you're working hard for your out shouts. So, if you can identify which band penned these lyrics that I'm going to give you backwards, you can get a shout out. So, what I'm going to need you to focus on, first of all, and it is a Monday morning, so I need your name. So, if you can remember, that'd be great. I need to know where you are and a flavour of what you're doing. Tell me which band wrote these. Here we go. Oh, bang, bang, A in result might fuse the lightning and sand for care, don't I, but Rio isn't your name. Despite your explosion and your butt, oh, night that as cold frozen and shoulders your and.
Oh.
What?
Hang on, what's happening?
Is this good radio? So, Who wrote those? The name of the band, the name of the song. I want your names, I want your answers, where you are, what you're up to. It's your out shouts. The number is 8-12-15. Would you like it one more time?
Yeah,
yes,
I think I would.
I'm so confused.
Oh, bang, bang. A in result might fuse the lightning and sand for care, don't I? But Rio isn't your name. Despite your explosion and your butt, oh, knight thee as cold frozen and shoulders your and. 8, 12, 15. I'm making you work for those shout outs this week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
Time to earn your shout outs on Out Shouts. So I've taken a song that we play on Absolute Radio and on Absolute Radio Noughties. Download the free app to dive on in, by the way. And I've given you the lyrics, but backwards. And all you need to do is identify the band and the song. We had Oh Bang Bang, A in result might fuse the lightning and sand for care, don't I, but Rio isn't name your dynamite, your explosion and your butt. Oh, knight the as cold frozen, our shoulders your and.
It's obvious when you know it.
Do you know it?
We needed some help from producer Scarlett.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote this.
Oh, what?
Who do you think it is?
It's Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by
Arctic Monkeys. It is, by the Arctic Monkeys. Well done. This is it. Forward.
Your shoulders are frozen. Over your explosion. Your name's a real, but I don't care for sand and lights in the fuse. My results in a bang, but the bang,
oh. Always thought that said don't care for satellites.
Oh.
Literally 15 years, I've always thought that said don't care for satellites.
Rio on the sand, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Glenn just heard Rio and thought it was Duran Duran.
That's what I thought it was. I'm completely wrong.
Many people did, Glenn. Yeah. You are not alone. But getting it right, working out it was the Arctic Monkeys and getting their out shouts are Carl driving to work, Kieran on his way to work on a rainy Monday morning whilst wishing he was still in bed, Matt in Pinchbeck with his nose back to the grindstone on a Monday morning, Louise in Nottingham about to try her first attempt at carpeting a bedroom. Good luck, Lou. Colin living the dream at work, David on his way to work in construction, Adam spraying fairways at Kingswood Golf Club, Matt stuck on the M11 en route to work, Tony the tarmacker, Elise in Iver getting ready for yet another Monday at work, and Martin the frog lover doing a robot dance. Let's leave it there, everybody. Out shouts will return tomorrow, though, here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Grand.
Absolute Radio.
So once again, here it is, as promised. Radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Yes, it is five words, £5,000. And playing this morning is Kerry. Hello, Kerry.
Morning, Dave. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Kerry. Great Thank having you. You on board. So, Kerry, we were talking during that last song. You're in the throes of trying to buy a home right now.
Yes, we're literally trying to buy the house over the road.
Oh, it must be. I mean, it's always been stressful. Oh. It must be particularly stressful, right? Have you locked in your rate, Kerry?
We're locked in, yeah!
Yeah! Kerry's locked in! We've got everything crossed for you and your partner. We really have. Obviously, £5,000 would be really helpful right about now, wouldn't it, Kerry?
Really helpful. I've got five kids as well, but My 15-year-old is quite, dare I say, particular about how she'd like her new room. So,
okay. Well, as 15-year-olds are going to be. And, you know, once you get that house, you know, she's got all these ideas and dreams running through her brain. And you better deliver, Kerry. You better deliver.
It's been full of promises because we've not been allowed to do anything in this house. So now she's got a million dreams and 3,000 IKEA lists. And, you know.
Yeah, and £5,000 will make a small splash in her dreamy ocean. I understand,
maybe a
Kerry.
Dent, yeah,
a little dent. Well, look, we've got everything crossed for you, as I say, both for the house and for your success on Five Words, £5,000. The first thing, of course, to ask you is, in Matt Dyson's absence, would you rather be paired with Emma or Glenn on the random player generator?
Oh, I honestly don't mind. I'm honestly happy to have either of them. So,
okay. So let's give it a spin and see who you've got. Here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Glenn Moore.
Cradling the dreams of a 15-year-old girl in his arms, Glenn Moore left the studio. No pressure, mate.
What a bizarre sentence.
Okay, Kerry. I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think the Method Man is most likely to give us, because Glenn Moore will come back into the studio and I'm going to give him the exact same five words.
Okay,
deep breath, Kerry. Here we go. Your first word this morning is wrong.
Right.
Nice.
Lovely. I spelt that W-R-I-T-E when I noted it down, which is the most Monday morning thing I think anyone could do. Okay, I'm glad you're playing, Kerry, and not me. Right, here we go. Flip.
Off.
Okay. The second most Monday thing. Okay. Close the window, Kerry. Leave the neighbours alone, yeah?
Yeah.
Country.
Music.
Nice.
Yeah. I suggest you try Absolute Radio Country if you haven't. Well worth checking out. Your penultimate word is health.
Care.
Nicely done. And finally, ice.
Cream.
Yum.
You're right there, Ed.
I'm hungry.
We lost you for a bit there. Hello! Okay, Kerry, nicely handled. We have your five words. Please do wait right there. As I say, Glenn Moore is going to be in play, and that's happening next.
Five words.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Are your doors looking a bit worse for wear? Shop doors, handles and hinges and unlock your home's potential.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud with Wix.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 7.50 on your Monday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is lovely having you on board. Now, Glenn is back in the studio. Kerry has been waiting patiently on line one. Kerry, please do not mention any of the words you gave me, otherwise this whole exercise is null and void. But can you give us a sense of how you're feeling right now? Are you confident?
I was, but the more I think about one of the particular answers, it'll all become clear. But yeah, at the moment, one answer is pretty much...
I think everybody but Glenn knows exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it, shall we? Glenn.
Yes.
Wrong.
Right.
Correct. Yes. Flip.
Flop.
We had off. We had flip off.
Sorry.
Don't apologise, Glenn. It's not your fault, OK?
You're right. It's your fault.
Yeah. I don't want to be the opposite of Robin Williams here, but this is your fault, Kerry. This is your fault.
It's all my fault. I even had my eyes rolled at me by my 10-year-old daughter.
Was that the one? Was that the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
Was it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Flip, yeah. Flip right, off, okay. Yeah. Good Kerry hunting there. We've got country.
House.
Music.
Ah. Oh.
Health.
Safety.
Oh, care. Healthcare is a really good word. Ice.
Cube.
Cream.
Oh,
cream.
An awful set from me. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's absolutely fine. It's not £5,000 worth, unfortunately, but flip off was never going to be the money one. Kerry, listen, good luck with the move. And, you know, we've got everything crossed, as I keep on saying for you. And what we're going to do... We're going to tear up the rule book a little bit here. You know, our good friends here at the show are Wix, and we're going to give you a £250 Wix gift card to go
amazing.
Some way to, when you do get the house, we're confident you will, that you can kind of give your daughter the room that she's been dreaming of. They've got loads of lovely stuff at Wix. You can make it a real little palace for her. So, Kerry, thank you for tuning into the show. Send our love to
the
family.
Thank you so much, guys.
That's a pleasure.
Thank
and
you.
We'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, Kerry. Bye now.
Apologies, accepted.
This, of course, means we're going to be playing again tomorrow. The number to call right now is 0330 123 1215.
5 words, 5 grand. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, the band of Mum and Dad. We have brought together the ultimate parent supergroup. We have spent a few weeks at this and we have met some truly talented and wonderful characters throughout the process. Our band is made up of Phil on drums, Darren on bass, Paul on rhythm guitar, Frida on keys, Wayne on lead guitar, and Vanessa on vocals. And on Friday, we revealed, thanks to your input out there, that the band of Mum and Dad will be performing Kings of Leon's Sex on Fire. Now, this week, the band are going to be coming to the Absolute Radio studios and they are going to be meeting for the very first time. So we've dedicated a small portion of the breakfast show in recent days to the band getting to know each other a little better.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
We've had Phil and Vanessa, we've had Frida and Wayne, and now getting to know one another. On line one, we have rhythm guitarist Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hiya.
Morning, Darren.
And we have Darren on line two. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Makes this extraordinaire. So, gentlemen, it is time for you to get to know one another a little better. Darren, first of all, you're going to get to know Paul. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
OK, here we go. So, Paul Jones on rhythm guitar. Our rhythm guitarist spends his days painting and restoring timber and used to teach music and art. But tell me, Darren, how did Paul once embarrass himself in front of his new Year 9 class on the first day of term?
Year 9, that's going to be kids who are 13 and 14, so I bet it's going to be something like playing a song that he used to think was really, really cool.
Yeah. 14-year-old, I'm going cultural references, Dave. That's embarrassing. Paul, is that true?
Unfortunately not. I would have preferred that. That would have been infinitely better, but it was a bit more embarrassing than that.
What happened?
So, I was teaching music and art, and I was late to my first art lesson because I'd come from the music department, and I was about to meet the new class of Year 9s and my new teaching assistant. So I walk into the classroom. All the kids are sitting there, and I'm like, hey, I'm Mr. Jones, the new art teacher. Hi, guys. Bounding in with loads of energy. The TA is standing behind the desk at the front. So I run up to the desk behind her, and I trip on a cable that's behind the desk. I go flying forwards, and she's turned to face me. And I realise I'm heading right for this woman's chest with my hands.
Oh wow, so, okay.
Oh, no.
So it's too late, I'm committed to falling, there's nothing I can do about it. So I try and raise my hand slightly as I'm falling, and I end up with my arms draped over her shoulders and my face buried in her neck.
Wow, Paul, this...
like Dracula.
luckily there was a chest of drawers behind us, otherwise I'd have just kind of flattened on top of her.
Luckily, there was a chest of drawers behind us is a great name for the Daily Podcast. Tell me you didn't trip over the cable to an overhead projector.
No, this was in the days of, like, the old school OHPs. You know, not the overhead ones, the ones that kind of project it onto the screen.
Oh, okay, but a projector was involved, yeah. No, of course, it happens to all the best teachers. Okay, so there we go. Tripped over and landed on his teaching assistant, Darren. That's what happened. Much worse than any song, as Paul said. Okay, up next, Ocean Colour Scene drummer Oscar Harrison once threw his drumsticks at Paul in revenge. What did Paul do to deserve this?
He's a rhythm guitarist. No, I saw his video, actually. He's not, he's a really good guitar player, actually. I'm going to say he was playing off key. That's the best thing I can come up with.
Playing off key. So Darren is presuming you were in the band with the Ocean Colour Scene drummer at the time. Paul, tell everybody what happened.
Well, in actual fact, we're setting a bit of a precedent here with the band of Mum and Dad, with kind of a theme of things being thrown on stage. So I'm afraid I'm adding to that. So I had the bright idea of taking my demo along. And it was CD in my back pocket, and I was going to try and lob it onto the stage, with a little message in it to say, hey, Ocean Colour Scene, listen to my music. So towards the end of the gig, I still hadn't found an opportune moment to lob it on. And I started panicking, so I come right to the end. I take it out of my pocket, and I zip it onto the stage. But instead of kind of like throwing it sideways, gently like a frisbee, I kind of put it on its side and whiz it like a throwing star, like right to the back of the stage. And it smacks Oscar on the head.
Oh, no!
Luckily, it was bubble-wrapped, so that was, you know... And he saw me do it. He saw who it was, and he looked at me. He was absolutely furious, and he got up from his drum kit, stormed to the front of the stage and shouted at me.
Yeah, OK, keep it clean, Paul. Yeah, thank you.
He said, you silly person, and he threw his drumsticks at me, and I didn't even get them. I just was, like, trying to go, no, it wasn't an attack, it was my demo.
Listen to my CD! OK, and finally, Darren, tell us, what is Paul's biggest first date regret? Is it allowing his friend to perm his hair or allowing his friend to give him a tattoo?
I tell you, oh, I wouldn't let any of my mates anywhere near me with a tattoo gun. I know what they'd end up coming up with. So. Let's go with the tattoo.
Okay, Paul, did you allow a friend of yours to tattoo you before a first date?
No, unfortunately, I let her perm my hair.
Oh, I think that's even worse. At least you can cover up the tattoo, I suppose.
It was horrendous. I had long hair at the time. And I had this idea that I was going to kind of get a bit of a surfer wave in it. And she said, I can do that, no problem, you know. Come round the flat. And before I had a gig in the evening, and then I was going to meet this girl. I kind of set up as a blind date. She was going to come to the gig and meet me after. And then, once she'd done it, I lost about 4 inches off her hair, and it was all balled up round my ears.
Oh, looking super sharp. Okay. So, up next, Paul, it is time for you to answer some questions about Darren's life. So stay right there. Land of Mum and Dad with
Wix. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
We're allowing the Band of Mum and Dad to get to know one another before they meet for the first time this week here at Absolute Radio. We have rhythm guitarist Paul and we have bassist Darren on the line. Paul, it's time for you to get to know Darren a little better. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
OK, here we go. So, Paul, tell us, Darren designs bathrooms. He's also a qualified signalman on the Gloucestershire Railway. But on his first day working in a hotel bar for someone's wedding, he had done something embarrassing to his appearance. What was that thing?
Maybe he did something like had a really bad fake tan. Something like that.
Bad fake tan. Darren, is that the case?
Oh, I wish. I was 20 years old and really, really vain, and I'd had somebody do some highlights for me in my hair before. Thought, that looks easy. I can do that. I went and bought one of these cheap highlighting kits where you stick a hook through a cap and pull your hair through.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the dye basically all seeped underneath the cap. And I took the cap off with about 15 minutes before work started. And to my horror, I looked like a creme brulee. I looked awful.
20 minutes before your shift started?
Yep. So I didn't have time to go and re-dye it or anything. I had to go in looking like this with a black suit, with a white tie on. I must look like a negative. It was awful.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Paul with his perm, Darren with his highlights. Look at the Band of Mum and Dad, ladies and gentlemen.
Not looking good.
Okay, up next. Paul, which celebrity did Darren keep bumping into in the same day during a ride on his beloved railways?
Right. So I'm thinking if it's kind of railway related, it might be someone interested in kind of history or something like that. So... I'm going to go for someone like maybe Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson, of course, you know, Michael Portello could have been an option as well. Who was it, Darren?
Tim Mallett.
Timmy Mallett, of course.
Of course.
Steam Railway enthusiast Timmy Mallett. So why did you keep bumping into Timmy Mallett?
Oh, it was mine and my wife's anniversary, and a bit later on in the day, he came onto a country station with a few people who's doing a charity bike ride. Asked me to take a photograph of him when this train came in, and so we did. Told him it was our anniversary, really nice guy, kept chatting to him, and then we said, right, gotta go, see you later. And then everywhere else, as we kept going down the railway, on the train, we kept bumping into him. We even got off the train earlier stop, just because we knew he was on that train, so we would bump into him again. And then got the train back to the last station, got off, and then he was taking photos again.
Oh,
again.
Wow.
Again.
I think the band of Mum and Dad bassists desperately trying to avoid Timmy Mallet is a long but great name for the Daily Podcast. Paul, Darren, always lovely speaking to you guys. I cannot wait to meet you in person on Wednesday. So until then, take care, lads. Speak to you real soon.
Thanks, Dave. Brilliant. Thanks.
Cheers, boys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The Geneva Cottage white moulded internal door looks great in modern and traditional homes. Was £30, now just £25.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's 8:37 on your Monday morning. Top of the morning to you and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where every single day this week, I am giving you the chance to win with Sky. Value you can believe in. Plus, you're going to get to choose your prize. You can pick from a Sky Broadband, Sky Glass TV, or a Sky Mobile bundle worth £2,000. Sky guarantees broadband to work in every room or money back. You can share your spare mobile data with your family and you can watch more award-winning TV than anywhere else. And if you fancy winning with Sky this week here on The Breakfast Show, head to our website absoluteradio.co.uk and register to play just like Craig has. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Craig. Welcome along. Craig listens to the main station at home, Absolute Radio 90s, whilst at work. I admire a person who mixes it up. So, Craig, my first question to you is, which bundle are you hoping to win? You going for broadband, Sky Glass or Sky Mobile?
Definitely the Sky Glass. I need a new TV.
Oh, good choice. Of course, with Sky Glass TV, you get more award-winning TV than anywhere else. And Sky are, of course, all about value you can believe in. But which one of our statements can you believe in? Emma and Glenn are going to tell you an interesting fact about Paddy Considine, who plays Viserys Targaryen in House of the Dragon, something I know my wife Sarah Jane and Stefan are watching a great deal of at the moment. You can watch it on Sky Atlantic. But who is telling the truth, Craig? Emma, your statement, please.
Paddy Considine directed the music video for Coldplay's God Put a Smile on Your Face and Leave Before the Lights Come On by Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, Glenn.
In his early 20s, Paddy Considine played in a band called Shambhala Bala, the Party Starter and the Burton on Trent Boys.
OK, so who can you believe in, Craig? Is it Emma or Glenn?
I think this time we're going to have to go with Emma.
You're going to go with Emma. Congratulations, yeah. Emma Jones was telling the truth. You have won your Sky Glass TV worth £2,000. Congratulations, Craig, and thank you for tuning into the show.
Thank you very much.
Speak to you real soon. For your chance to win, as I say, head to the website absoluteradio.co.uk right now to register. All your T's and C's are online, all thanks to Sky. Value you can believe in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Hurtling towards 8:50 on your Monday morning and at the start of another week, it is time to play with your brains. Through puns. On the smash. Now, inspiration comes from Friday's show when Matt Dyson... Oh, yeah, I've just noticed he's not here today.
Quiet.
I wonder what... Yeah, it is. No, what, that sound of somebody leafing through a newspaper mid-link is gone. Matt's on his well-deserved holiday. But he bought us a clip on Friday of comedian Michael Spicer being a circus owner meeting with a PR expert for the very first time. One of the truly funny clips to appear on Social Ammunition.
But I think what I really want is 12 posters in the windows of the empty carpet shop in town.
Sorry?
And if you could whitewash the windows and put all the posters all sort of higgledy-piggledy next to each other, that'd be great.
So... today, on The Smash, we are smashing together anything to do with the circus and the playlist. 8, 12, 15. As always, it's very important. It's essential you include your name so that you can get the recognition that you so rightfully deserve. I've got to Bombay Unicycle Club.
Nice.
Very nice.
And Clown Called Malice.
Ah, very good.
If you ever meet a clown called Malice, do call the authorities. Emma Jones, what have you got today?
I got Anything by System of a Clown.
Nice.
Or Big Top Loader and Acrobat Out of Hell.
Excellent work. Glenn.
Welcome to the Juggle, Trapeze Lover and Lion Tamer Impala.
Hey! Yay! Trapeze Lover is superb work. So there we go. Anything you might see or associate with the circus versus music, the number is 8, 12, 15. Let's do it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I hope the No Repeat Guarantee is treating you well. Now, on Friday, before he popped off on his holidays, Matt brought us one of the all-time great clips on the social ammunition, which was comedian Michael Spicer bringing to life what it'd be like for a circus owner to meet a PR expert. And so today's smash, inspired by Friday's show, is the circus versus the playlist. And you have been getting in touch in your hundreds. Thank you ever so much for doing so. And congratulations to Angie for Bring Me a High Wire Love. We've got Trapeze Life from Helena in Leon C, Clown Eyed Girl from Paul in Ashford, ZZ Big Top from Gary in Camden, Candy Florence and the Machine, that's Man Spider on Twitter, The Ringmaster Plan from Fiona in Birmingham, Little Big Clown from Gareth in Milton Keynes, Anything by Grand Ringmaster Flash from Sarah in Hertfordshire, Tented Love from Tony, Yes Sir, Cause I Can Boogie from Rav in Glasgow, and The Black Eyed Trapeze from Dave the Bricky in North Wales. Well done, one. Well done, all. The Smash will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And for your Monday morning, we complete another episode of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And of course, the first thing to say, as always, is thanks ever so much for tuning in. Without you listening, it would be pointless. We would be three adults yelling into a void. Emma Jones?
Hi.
Emma Jones, you're going to be naming the podcast today.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can see I've sprung this on you a little bit.
Right.
Yes.
I also remember there being quite a lot and then being very long.
Like, well, you've actually quite a lot and very long. Could be a last minute addition to the podcast names. So well done on that. Here we go. So is it going to be named Why Is Mr. Blobby Pawning the Jewelry of the Dead? Which is such a strong start.
It's dark.
Someone's Got to Hold the Feet.
What was that? Oh, that was Blobby. Noel Edmonds. That was Blobby.
Yeah, that was I'm Emma.gov.uk. Cradling the Dreams of a 15-year-old Girl in His Arms, Glenn Moore Left the Studio.
Yep.
Luckily, there was a chest of drawers behind us. Luckily, it was bubble wrapped.
Two zingers from Paul there.
The Band of Mum and Dad Bassists Desperately Trying to Avoid Timmy Mallett. And if you've ever met a clown called Malice, do call the authorities. And finally, quite a lot and very long.
Oh, so many good ones to choose from.
I can't even remember the first one.
Just because I like making Glenn feel uncomfortable, and he felt very uncomfortable when you said this,
right.
I think it should be Cradling the Dreams of a 15-year-old Girl in His Arms. Glenn Moore has left the studio.
Which, by the way, was a lovely touching moment of Five Words, Five Grand. Just in case you don't want to go and listen to that, well, you should. And listen, Emma, thank you for naming the podcast.
You're welcome.
Up next, details on how this coming Friday we could give you £50,000. We'll all be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.